our online program, www.holdmetightonline.com, that couples can do together in the privacy of their own homes. This book is still selling so well after a decade in print because it speaks to people's hearts, to their deepest need, the need to belong, and to their deepest fear, which is to walk through life alone. Our species has searched for an answer to the mystery of love for centuries, a way to base our most precious relationships on sense and science, not just sentiment and sex. Hold Me Tight was a real challenge to write, to take the new science of attachment and my rich experiences with the wonderful couples I've worked with and make it into something everyone could relate to. My hope was that I could offer the public new hope and a new way of seeing romantic love. It is up to you to decide if I succeeded. Enjoy Hold Me Tight, 7 Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. Sue Johnson, February 2020. Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Leonard Cohen. Introduction. I have always been fascinated by relationships. I grew up in Britain, where my dad ran a pub and I spent a lot of time watching people meeting, talking, drinking, brawling, dancing, flirting. But the focal point of my young life was my parents' marriage. I watched helplessly as they destroyed their marriage and themselves. Still, I knew they loved each other deeply. In my father's last days, he wept raw tears for my mother, although they had been separated for more than 20 years. My response to my parents' pain was to vow never to get married. Romantic love was, I decided, an illusion and a trap. I was better off on my own, free and unfettered. But then, of course, I fell in love and married. Love pulled me in, even as I pushed it away. What was this mysterious and powerful emotion that defeated my parents, complicated my own life, and seemed to be the central source of joy and suffering for so many of us? Was there a way through the maze to enduring love? I followed my fascination with love and connection into counselling and psychology. As part of my training, I studied this drama as described by poets and scientists. I taught disturbed children who had been denied love. I counselled adults who struggled with the loss of love. I worked with families where family members loved each other but could not come together and could not live apart. Love remained a mystery. Then, in the final phase of getting my doctorate in counselling psychology at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, I started to work with couples. I was instantly mesmerised by the intensity of their struggles and the way they often spoke of their relationships in terms of life and death. I'd enjoyed considerable success treating individuals and families, but counselling two warring partners defeated me. And none of the books in the library or the techniques I was being taught seemed to help. My couples didn't care about insights into their childhood relationships. They didn't want to be reasonable and learn to negotiate. They certainly didn't want to be taught rules for fighting effectively. Love, it seemed, was all about non-negotiables. You can't bargain for compassion, for connection. These are not intellectual reactions. They are emotional responses. So I started to simply stay with the couple's experiences and let them teach me about the emotional rhythms and patterns in the dance of romantic love. I began to tape my couple sessions and replay them over and over again. As I watched couples shout and weep, bicker and shut down, I began to understand that there were key negative and positive emotional moments that defined a relationship. With the help of my thesis advisor, Les Greenberg, I started to develop a new couple therapy, one that was based on these moments. We called it Emotionally Focused Couple Therapy, EFT for short. We ran a research project, giving some couples a developing version of EFT, others a behavioural therapy, teaching communication skills and negotiation.